Okay, everybody, welcome to the Friday the 13th, actually, presentation for the Giving Chain Project. This is a summer mentorship project through the Linux Foundation. It started in 2019 as a grassroots project through the Hyperledger and Princeton meetup groups. So we'll catch up on what's going on with the project. So welcome, everybody. Is this going to work? Okay, so again, the project is called The Giving Chain, and it initially ran in 2019, but we're going to run the project again this year. So here's our agenda for today. We're going to go over some housekeeping issues and just a little information of what you're going to need. We're going to recap where we are on this project in 2021. You're going to hear from me, from the business team, and where we are. And then you're going to hear from my mentee, Hardik, and Madhu on what the technical side of the project looks like this time. And then we're going to try to get you involved in helping us out with the project. So first and foremost, this is a Linux Foundation sanctioned call. So we must abide by their antitrust policy, which is displayed on your screen. Please take a moment to read it over. It's just how to act civilly in a group call. Okay, so who we are. I am Bobby Mascara, and I was one of the people who started the project in 2019. Again, it was a grassroots effort for us to try out blockchain and do some good in our community. And this year, I'm going to ask Hardik to answer this question and Madhu to answer this question as well. What I want to get out of this project this year is, again, I found it very rewarding to just run the social impact project, just to give food to the food bank and do that project. So this year, I want to do that again this summer. I think that there's, again, excess farm produce in my area, and the food banks are empty because the schools are out of session in the summer. It's a great project to get involved in. So I'm going to do it this year. And on the technology side, I'm hoping that our proof of concept from the 2019 model can actually become a minimal viable product. So Hardik, introduce yourself and tell everybody what you want to get out of the project.
Yes, thank you. Hello, my name is Hardik Gupta. I'm a fourth year student pursuing my bachelor's in computer science, and I've been selected as a mentee for the project, The Giving Chain. And like, for me, the project has a much deeper meaning. I really want to solve the problem of the lack of transparency in the charity system, not just in India, but in like throughout the globe. There are people who are just collecting money for the sake of charity and then using it for their own cause. There are people suffering, again, not just in India, but everywhere, through many disasters. Like, as all, like, you all just see in the past 2 years, COVID has not just caused problem for many people, but it has been a reason for many people like dying. So yes, for me, The Giving Chain is more than a project. It's something that, like, I want to do from the bottom of my heart. It's a problem that I see and I can solve it. So yes, that's it for me. Thank you.
Yes, we can solve it. Madhu, you want to introduce yourself and tell everybody why you're involved in this project? She might have dropped off the call. She was having technical problems. Hopefully she'll hop back on. But again, she is phenomenal. She's working on the project, we call it Women, India Women. And her motivation was just the humanitarian crisis that's happening in India right now with women and just trying to get basic healthcare needs. So she definitely wants to jump in and help on that front. So we'll explain that a little bit more as we go on. So thank you, everybody, for joining. This is, again, a social impact project. And how we do a social impact project in blockchain is we run it through these six checkpoints. And if we answer the questions in these six checkpoints, we build a project. I'm not going to go into all the questions that are involved in all the checkpoints. I'm just going to give you kind of like our answers. So basically how the checkpoints work is you define the project, you define where you want your impact to be. And then you do a business model. How is this going to work? How does it flow through things? And then you deal with the technical architecture. So you have it mapped out on a physical, and then you have to do it digitally. So how are you going to track the donations on a computer as well as like digital twin them or physically twin them in real life? So again, it's a two-part process, the technical side and the business side. And then you have to figure out, is this going to work? Are we going to be able to get the food and the goods we need? Can we raise the funds? And basically, we're right now kind of stuck in between 3 and 4. And 5 is just the code getting written so that the digital side matches the physical side. And checkpoint 5 is a little misleading because we are doing a lot of work on the business end during that coding. And then at the end of the project, we'll do a final submission. We will present this and where we are in the code. And that'll be in November when the mentorship ends. But we're going to run the social impact project at the end of the summer. So there's, again, two things going on. We'll try to keep them clear in your head. And we'll have a huge question and answer session at the end. So don't worry if you have questions. So again, we're going to recap the project. So first, it's the one that we did 2019. We're redoing it again this year, exactly as we did it last year or 2 years ago. We're not doing giving bags this year. We're going to try to take a digital picture of a donation and use that instead of tracking the bags. And again, we're going to deliver the bags to and the donations to the food bank at the end of the summer. During that September 3rd, 4th, and 5th weekend of Labor Day is when we're going to do the collections and the delivery. And then likewise, Hardik, if you want to explain a little bit about your project.
Yes. So like, as I can see, there are many Indians here. So as I am from Uttarakhand, it's the northern part. It's a northern state in India that has been suffering from floods since past many years, and many people have lost their homes, lost their source of income, has lost their source of food. Like, the many farmers were dependent on selling their seasonal fruits and vegetables and their goods, and like, they have been stuck due to these floods. So for me, the Giving Chain India Uttarakhand is basically to provide them with as much help as I can, not just in the part of Uttarakhand. Like, as you all know, the main aim for us is to make it as scalable as possible. So yes, it can be implemented.
I think I'm having connection problems. Can anybody hear me?
Yep. Yes, Bobby.
Okay. Sorry, I lost you. Hear you. I didn't hear Hardik. Did you finish, Hardik? Or I think I had it. Yes. Oh, okay. Yes, so now Madhu managed to get back on the call, thankfully. So she's going to introduce herself and her project.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Myself, Madhu, and I'm from Haryana state from India, but currently I am living in the Noida. And my project is Giving Chain India for the women. But the problem is that in India, sanitary hygiene is not a privilege. Actually, it is basic human right. But due to the economic crisis, which arises due to the COVID-19, and that has created a lot of challenges for the girls in the slums or women in the unprivileged area. So I am trying through this Giving Chain project so that female or women who are not able to this basic necessity like the sanitary pads, and they are having the very high, they are facing very hygiene problems. So through this project, I just want to help that unprivileged woman and then and slums girls in the particular areas or country or in states. I'm just working on this.
It's a great cause, I have to say. When I bring this project up and I mention the section for Project India Women, people are so ready to help. So hopefully we'll see a huge outpouring this month. And thank you for all you're doing. And Hardik, thank you as well. So moving on to our little checkpoints. The first one was the impact opportunity. So in Princeton, we selected, we wanted to build an agile and transparent network to track donations to recipients. And we did that by defining the problem. We picked an endpoint. So we did that again with this project. It's going to be September 3rd, 4th, and 5th. So we didn't want the project to run forever. We wanted to have an endpoint. So whatever, where we are at that day is where we are. And we are going to do some donations on that day. Whether the code is matching us at that point or not, we still have months to catch the code up, but we're definitely going to do a social impact project this summer for Princeton. So we're going to gather food from the local farmers again, local food drives. My sister's ready at her gym for the gymnastics people to get together and gather food for the food banks. And hopefully I'll hit some schools and some youth groups and we can get a lot of collections going. Again, the same thing. Hardik, if you want to go over your project. I guess you did already. I mentioned it a little.
Yes, I have stated my challenge. Again, the scope is the same. Like, it's just not for the state of Uttarakhand, but it's for like every other place that has been facing difficulties due to floods and overflowing of these rivers. So yes, that's it.
Okay, and Madhu, do you want to talk about your challenge and your scope?
About the scope, my point of contact is the rural areas or slum areas, and I have approached many NGOs also in the itself where I am living in the Noida and some area in the Meerut and some in Haryana. So, and one organization I am also working, that is mine, that is Menstruation Hygiene, is the NGO that I am connecting with them. So my main basically challenge is that how this request will be raised and how the donor will be or volunteers will be working. That's basically I am working on that so that the things can be reached to the right person, needy person. Just I want to, this is my basically, I want to bring that transparency in the whole supply chain.
Wonderful. Thank you. Okay, so moving along to checkpoint two was now we had to make sure that we could do this. So we had to figure out who the players or who the people were and how do we model this transaction, because it is a transaction, donations to recipients. Okay, so we have to figure out who our clients are, who the users are, what their pain points are. And in this year, whether it can be scaled. That's why there's three locations this time. Last time we did it with one place. Now we're going to try it with three. So these are the definitions or the things that need to be further defined for the project. So for Princeton, we use farmers and individual groups who want to make donations, do food drives. I know a lot of people who just want to give money. We go buy diapers for the food banks. That works as well. This year, though, all the funding is going through the Linux Foundation crowdfunding payment rail, which is really simple and easy and transparent for everyone on the project to see where 100% of the donations are going to 100% of the needy people in the project. So that's wonderful. The drivers, again, are people in the project. It's probably going to be me and my son and my daughters and my husband and whoever else has a truck that day and can help us get this stuff where it has to go. And the recipients, again, for my project this year is the local food banks. Hardik, if you want to go over a little bit about your donors, yes. Volunteers, and recipients.
So like For me, the donors will be the farmers, especially because like Uttarakhand is again famous for its like many vegetables and many fruits grow there. So the source of income for most of the people there are farming. So yes, farmers for me, restaurants and individuals who come, like most of the people who visit as a travelers or who visit these holy places in Uttarakhand. So yes, those will be my donors. Volunteers again will be the drivers and the local transporters. Again, me and my friends will be working as volunteers also. And for the recipients, it's going to be the victim of the flood victims and the food banks, also NGOs. Yes.
Great, thanks. And then Madhu, I think you're ready for this one.
Yeah. For me, the donors are, it can be an individual or it can be a community or NGO or the crowdfunding team. And volunteers will be the same, the pickup deliverers. It can be local volunteers also, and it can be a community group or transportation services can be used. But in my case, recipients are, again, it can be NGO, because in the rural areas, maybe we can't sometimes we can't interact with direct to the females. So NGO, which are directly linking to the females or rural slums area, so they can be the recipients, school, college girls, underprivileged village women girls, and the middle class populace, and whose income is very marginalized. Lower middle class population is the recipient for my model.
Great, thank you. And now moving along to checkpoint three, it's kind of taking that business model and seeing if we can make it into a technical model. So for Hardik and my projects, it's kind of the same model, but for Madhu's project, it's a little different because she has NGOs that will distribute the goods, and she's getting a lot of funds instead of direct produce from farmers. So basically, that's the difference in the business model. Okay, so the technical chain for Princeton and for Yugarhand, it's kind of the same, where we collect it and you want to create something that generates, we call it a tag in the computer system that lets everyone know that there's a donation. And that can be done either on a website or a user interface where the recipient just will collect, put the asset out, whatever it is, if it's blankets, if it's food, and take a digital picture of it, which is then the digital twin, so that when the donation gets transferred to a driver, so does that ownership of the digital picture. And then the driver would be alerted that there's a donation, he would accept it, and then he would take possession of that picture as well as the donation. And then a transportation tag would be alerted to a recipient that there's a donation coming, and then they would accept it, and then the driver would deliver it to the recipient at the same time as transferring that digital picture over to the recipient. Anyway, that's what we hope it works. Now in Madhu's situation, it's gonna be a little different. Do you wanna go over this, Madhu?
Yeah. In this, the recipient, they will raise a request application view from to the self-help group or NGO, or they can raise directly if they are able to use the mobile. Then they will initiate request. This request will be forwarded to the donor, and donor will then after having the notification from the recipient, donor will give notification through the giving chain app to the volunteers, and then volunteers will take the material from whatever the supply chain we will initiate, and to then it will take this from the supply chain to the end, deliver the material to the requester, and then message is informed to the donor and to the recipient also. It can be NGO or it can be self-help group, and then that material will be distributed to the girls or women, which is the recipient.
Thank you. Okay, so now what do we have? We have defining our project and our team members. So basically what we have is the business side. This is where we are now, and this is what we're going to be working on. So for us, we need to really generate a social media buzz. I know Roman's on the call, and last week he had his Irish up, because there was not enough media buzz over this, and there was not enough promotion. So that's where we're at this time. We really want to get this project out there. We have social media links. They're on our website. We'll show you all that at the end. And then we want to raise funds, whether it's through the crowdfunding mechanism that the Linux Foundation gave us, which is just simple donate button. It takes credit cards. And again, you will be able to see where that funds, how those funds are going to be used 100% to buy supplies. And then we have to secure donations or donors. So we have to work on those things. We also ordered t-shirts that anyone who's doing a fundraising campaign will get. We'll get into that in a minute. And we're going to sell those too, and hopefully to raise money. And then on the technical side, the technical team, and they're going to go into this in a few minutes. We still have to create that GitHub repository. We had a little bump in the road on what's going to go in it. So that's where we're at now, talking about that. We're researching the platforms that we're going to use, and we're developing the code. So that's basically where the giving chain is now. So I'm going to talk just for a few minutes about the business development side, and urge everyone who is on the call to go to their local church, go to your local youth group, whatever. If you're around the tri-state area, I'll pick up a donation anywhere in the tri-state area and deliver it to the food banks. Or it just could be t-shirt sales or whatever, just to get people aware of this project. We really appreciate it. Those are our social media links. Use yours and connect to ours. Use ours and just put a post on there. Talk about how great we are on this project team. Talk about what a great project we are. Talk about how Madhu and Hardik are giving up their summer to do this. I mean, this is an amazing thing they're doing. So let's get the word out there. Try to, you know, again, Hardik and I are going to put a payment system on the website for t-shirt sales. 100% of the proceeds from that will go again right to the project, and you'll get a t-shirt. And again, if you need help with marketing materials, let me know. I will custom make them for your fundraising event. Again, you don't have to run a project. You can just run a mini fundraiser. Have a party at your house and call it a fundraiser for something good. Show this video of this project, or make your own video of this project, but get involved any way you can. Just because you're not one of the three of us working on the slideshows doesn't mean you can't be as involved as we are. So that's basically the business pitch. Here are some of our marketing materials. We had bags and t-shirts last year. This year, we are going to have t-shirt sales. Let's see if I have them. So those are the t-shirts. They're due in a few days. I'm going to be mailing them out, a bunch of them, to Hardik and his team, Madhu and her team, and my team will have a few. Again, if you decide to do a fundraising event, you too can get free t-shirts for your team. And then they will be for sale. For some people don't like to just donate without getting something in return. You can just donate through the crowdfunding effort, or you can buy a t-shirt and then the proceeds. I think we're going to sell the t-shirts for like $35. They cost us about $12. The rest of the money goes right to the project. So we're going to have those for sale soon on the website. And these are the links. Again, if you go to thegivingchain.org, on the homepage, there's a big donate button. That goes directly to the projects that are running in September. 100% of that money goes 100% to donations. If you know corporate donors who are looking for some venture capitalists or somewhere to put their money in a social impact project, there's an investor button, and that will go towards building out the platform itself, this giving chain platform, and building out the interfaces. That money will go towards that big, huge project to keep this sustainable and running in the future for disaster relief or any kind of social impact projects. So those are the two links there. They are on our website. Hopefully you can jump in on that. And then the only other thing the business section has to talk about is Again, this we won an award in 2019, and Pad's on the call, so big applause to all the work he did on the code in 2019. But the project won an award in DC. And again, you have a couple days if we want to get these other two projects in. I'm not sure if they'll accept them because we're kind of giving the award, but I have to talk about that next week. We'll make sure that that's done. If we want to get the project in, or if you know anybody who's been working on a blockchain project, it does not have to be social impact. There's a few more days to get your project to be considered for the award show for the Government Blockchain Association. And again, the links are on our website, or you can just go to gbaglobal.org and get the information for that. But during the Government Blockchain Association week, they're running an art show, and the theme of the art show is what you want to see blockchain accomplish in your lifetime. And there's prizes for the winners, and it's globally recognized through the events that are happening at GBA Week at the end of September. We did put in one submission. Well, that's what it's judged at. We put in this submission, which was just a compilation of pictures from our first project. By the end of today, hopefully, Madhu and I will get our second submission in, which kind of summarized. She did beautiful work, by the way. Congratulations, Madhu. This is gorgeous, which we're going to put in for a submission for the art show as well. If anybody wants more information there, that's open for another 2 days, the art show. Please just reach out to me in my email. You can find it everywhere, bobby@ledgeracademy.com, and I'll help you walk through your submission as well. So the Giving Chain will have two submissions. Hopefully we'll win and the money will go right towards, again, the project. So I'll be around for questions on the business end and the marketing end and social media end at the end of the call. But now I'm going to turn the call over to Hardik to talk about the tech team steps.
Yes. So At the start of the project, as most of you know, that for the 2019 one, we were using a sample example of Sawtooth. That was the FIS example in which FIS was transferred from the local port to a restaurant, and then it was tracked through the IoT devices. As like one of the problems that we are facing is that we cannot use IoT devices. So we were planning on having our own digital image. You can like also we can have an NFT to track the donation, but then we hopped into a Sawtooth meeting on the Friday, and then we get to know that the example that we have used in 2019 and we were again going to use for this year has been outdated. Like even the Sawtooth people don't use it anymore. And also like when we explained how we want to proceed with the project, they all asked us to check out Grid, because like Sawtooth Grid is will be a better better solution for our project rather than Sawtooth. So then we started looking into Grid and find out that Grid don't have an active community. The work is like there is a continuous work that has been going on in Grid, and people has been working on Grid. Especially the Sawtooth community, they have been working on Sawtooth and Grid simultaneously. But then we get to know about the Firefly. Not me, Bobby, and thank you, Bobby, for getting getting someone from the technical team of Firefly to our meeting. So for this week, we hopped into a meeting with a Firefly guy, and we get to. Sorry, can you please roll back? You are at mute, Bobby. Yep. So we get to talk about how Firefly works. So Firefly is in blockchain as a service. So software as a service is a way of providing software and so services on subscription basis. And like Firefly is it's something in the Hyperledger community that has been at its boom. It has one of the craziest entries in the whole society, and like we both know that like Firefly can be a great solution. So we are looking into it. For our Monday call, we are going to discuss how we can solve things in Firefly, and if will Firefly will be a solution for our project. So on the meeting, he has given us few steps to follow, and I am currently following them. So we will be having a discussion or an update on Monday. So Bobby, can you please go on to the next slide? And yes, sorry for the last point. Yes, we want to make the Giving Chain into an Hyperledger lab. So we have stuck because we need to answer a few questions, and one of the question is that which technology we will be using. So we need to get that stuff done first so that we can move the Giving Chain into an Hyperledger lab, so that we can start with the development, because like all the technical team will be working with the working in the lab in the GitHub. So yes. Yep. Again, for the sorted one, we had a meeting on the last week. We get to discuss with the team. We get to know the team. The team was very helpful. They listened to our whole plan. They listened to the problems that we're facing. They ask their own questions that they had. They get to know our business idea. But at the end, like, they didn't had a proper solution to it. So they asked us to check out the grid, and because the versions for our 2019 project was not compatible with the latest Sawtooth version, so it won't be possible for us to work on that, as like they don't even work on that version. So yes. Yep. Then we got to know about the Firefly. We had a meeting this week. Again, the team was amazing. They got to listen to our idea. They even asked their own questions that they had. They had their own solutions. They asked us to work on the CLI. They have their own cloud-based solutions. So they asked us to if we can make our free account on their platform and get started with the work. So the work has been started. Until next week, we are aiming to get this decided that will Firefly be in solution to us. Yes. For if you want to know more about the Firefly, Madhu here will be giving her vision on Firefly and her idea on Firefly, and this presentation will be uploaded on our wiki page, and you can just copy this link and post in your browser, and you will get to know everything about the Firefly. So Madhu, can you please give your understanding and your knowledge of Firefly, please?
But I studied about the Firefly just in 2 days. What I achieved the knowledge is that building a blockchain application is very complex and difficult. And until now, developers had not found any friendly interface. As smart contracts, which are we are using, they are very heavy, and this logic is very heavy. And Firefly is one of the option which is giving this all things in a very easy manner, because it is a pluggable interface. Next. So Firefly is a multi-party system for enterprise data flows powered by blockchain, and it provides purpose-built system upon which to find the decentralized blockchain applications. And it is blockchain, but it is not attempting to replace or invalidate any specific runtime technology. Means it is kind of blockchain, but it uses the blockchain, the platform, but it gives the very easy to use interfaces to the users. It solves all the layers of complexity that sit between this low-level blockchain and high-level business process. Means it customizes your application, what I came to know about this. And Firefly will support Hyperledger Fabric, Enterprise Ethereum, and will also investigating Corda Spot, which is in the ongoing process. And it also provides a significant amount of technology for including cross-party messaging, cross-party private document transfer, and event propagation. Next slide. And this is the architecture. These are the nodes, different nodes which are connected like the blockchain, peer-to-peer concept. And this is the multi-party system. And easily create cross organization data flows, and it is a flexible technology framework and built in network management tools and reliable and robust programming model. If we see the details of this Firefly node, there are some APIs they are using for the cross organizational data flows, and you can limit the information. You can choose the type of information you want to pass from one organization to another organization. Means you can customize your rights you want. You can customize all these things. Next. And in Firefly, each member of the network deploys and runs one or more Firefly nodes, and each node consists of Firefly core application as well as its dependencies. And each dependency is abstracted from the core by a modular plugin system. Means whatever you want, whatever application you want to use, you can plug in. Whatever you don't want to use, you can plug it out. So next one, this is the detailed structure of that node. It is consists of core, connectors, registry, and infrastructure runtimes. And in this, you see there are some APIs they are using, which are used for the pluggable implementations of multi-party across the transactions and data and transferring the messages. Next. And basically the Firefly project focus on providing a great developer API and experience, pluggability for implementations of multi-party system infrastructure. And it is making multi-party system patterns easy for new projects to adopt, and it is event-driven basically. And visibility and control on the flow of data, a multi-party system. Basically it is the multi-event system. And these are some, I guess, references I have used. I don't know, that slide is not there. Some references I have seen from which I have taken, that is from the Firefly and Kaleido websites. Thank you.
Yes, the references I have at the end, they'll be with the slide for anyone who needs to refer back to the references you used. Thank you. And now Hardik is going to take over for the rest of the presentation. So
yes. Thank you, Madhu, for this great explanation. Just for this is my favorite part of the whole presentation, the introduction of the members. As I can see, there are many new faces here. So, you know, let's start with an introduction. So, Rhonda, can you please introduce yourself?
Hello, Rhonda Okamoto. I'm part of the Giving Chain project in the past and the Princeton Blockchain and AI Meetup. I'm looking forward to taking this to the Lower Bucks Chamber of Commerce, to our nonprofit, so they can see how blockchain can help them in the future with their giving and their donations. Thank you very much for this information.
Thank you, Rhonda. Jay Sullivan, do you want to introduce yourself, please? Hello.
Jim, are you there?
Nope. So let's move forward. I waited 7 seconds. Bobby, Lion 8, can you please introduce yourself? Okay. Sherry.
Hi, thank you. My name is Sherry Levitt. And Bobby, thank you for including me on the invitations for this call. I am very new to blockchain. I'm just interested in learning more about it. And I love the idea about the social action project. So I just wanted to join the call and just learn more about it and see if there's something that I can contribute with my background. Thank you.
Thank you, Shirley. Prabhu, can you please introduce yourself?
Sure. Hi, this is Prabhu. I worked with Bobby in the past in 2019 when we did this project, summer project. The concept was new at that time, so we started from scratch in terms of identifying what the project should be and how we can go towards at least a proof of concept, which I think we delivered at a high level. I'm very happy to see that you guys are picking it up and, you know, taking it to the next level. Glad to help in any which way I can.
Yes, thank you. Ashok, can you please introduce yourself?
Hey, thanks, Hardik. It's a great presentation. It's a really nice idea of giving back to the societies. Myself, Ashok Khandelwal. I'm like software engineers. Been having experience more than like 17, 18 years now. Working in a financial bank in New York. Why I joined this meeting here is just to get an understanding the social impact with the blockchain project it can do. And also the Princeton one actually catch my attention. I am part of Princeton, Code for Princeton organizations as well. We do community project. I have been involved in a couple of community projects in the past. So looking forward to see whatever I can help here in this project.
Yes, thank you for being here. Avi, can you please introduce yourself?
Hello.
Yes, Madhu.
Yeah. Myself, Madhu, and I'm actually now doing a PhD in computer science engineering. Basically, I'm from the academia background and also some industry experience in the healthcare, health informatics. And I am doing PhD in computer science engineering with the domain area of blockchain using the hypervisor in healthcare informatics. And now I am working with the Bobby as a project. Thank you.
Thank you, Madhu. Adi, are you on the call? Can you please introduce yourself? Okay, Avi is not here, Jim is not here, and then there's ghostwriting expert, and I don't know. Can you please introduce yourself? Okay, so is anyone left?
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Green. I produced, I won a blockchain hackathon in Duke University. I'm in their startup accelerator. I did also send my project to the Climate Ledger Initiative, and I'm working on a proof of concept right now. And I'm also filling out Bobby Muscara's template so I can submit a use case to the Hyperledger community. And I have an event coming up in 1 week, approximately 6 days, that I just put into the chat that everybody is welcome to, that explains part of this idea that I have that Duke University has called huge and disruptive. And I'm thank you so much, because what you are showing us today is huge and disruptive and will feed the world. And we will eventually bring some sense into the government that is pretending to solve problems right now. Thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Sorry, I didn't saw your profile. So yes, is anyone left?
I think there's Mona and Roman.
Okay.
Let me go ahead. Sorry, Roman. Hey guys, I'm a developer in the Tri-State area. I have a little bit of experience with Hyperledger Fabric. I kind of played with their test network, but now that we're leaning towards Firefly, I'm going to go ahead and take a look at their documentation.
That's great. You can even help me with the Firefly part. I'm heart stricken. It was like, I also need to complete my business development part. So yes, you can. It would be great if you could help me with the technical part.
Absolutely, happy to help.
Yes. Also, you had to confirm with your company if you can work on any project. Do you have any confirmation on that?
Right. My manager gave approval, but I see the status as kind of an EC review. So I'm still waiting to hear back on that, but it's kind of like I can slowly crawl into it a little bit now.
Yes, that would be great. We like when you drop me an email so we can, you know, get the things started so that we can have a more easy conversation on Monday about the Firefly and get as much work done as possible.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Artic, is your email posted on the our team page on the
yes.
Yes. Okay. Got you. Okay.
Thank you, Mona. Roman, can you please introduce yourself?
Hello, everyone. How are you? Now, question, I heard that we're using the payment rail for Hyperledger, right? Bobby, is anybody doing matching funds when we're using the Hyperledger payment rail?
The Linux Foundation donated $3,000 off the bat to our one fund for the infrastructure. And that's and the people who set up at the Linux Foundation set up the crowdfunding for the donations for the specific project. They each donated $5 themselves because they thought it was so worthwhile. So I've donated $25. So if you want to match that, Roman, I'll be happy to take your or see that you've donated at the Linux Foundation. But no, there's really no corporate matching yet. We're just getting started with that. So if you have any suggestions, we're having a business call next Friday, or we can stay on after this one and discuss how we can generate people to make donations.
Yeah, because if we have already this payment rail in place and we can set up corporate matching funds, we go to various people we all know. And I think one thing I'm also glad to see, because Sawtooth, as far as I saw personally, it just ran out of steam. Okay, Fabric's not something we can use, but this thing called Firefly, I don't know where it came from. I have to, I have to say it looks very promising because I like it because it's simpler than, you know, it's like a project like what we're doing here, we should dig so.